Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burhell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mac Jones. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Lee May. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. There goes Hubbs. The throw from Crandall to McMillan, and Hubbs is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crandall for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. McMillan moves to third. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn juggles the ball. That's an error on Sparn. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Hubbs applying the tag. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Landrum fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Landrum. Aaron moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to third for the out. Bertel moves to second. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall scores. It's 4 to nothing, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Braves. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Crandall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McKnight moves to second. Lou Brock pinch runs for Don Landrum. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McKnight scores. Brock moves to third. It's 5-1, Braves. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock scores. Hubbs moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Altman reaches second base with a double. Hubs scores. It's 5-3, Braves. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Lou Brock now playing center field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob will pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.